Welcome to LBIC's experience of Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is simply a guided meditation on a particular passage of Scripture. Before each reading of the Scripture, you will be given something to pay attention to. The objective is not to study the Scripture, but to listen and be attentive to what the Holy Spirit might be saying. Whatever the Spirit might say to us should draw us closer to the person of Jesus, who is God in the flesh. We welcome you to today's Lectio experience. This reading comes from John chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. The same text will be read three times. Before each reading, there will be some simple instructions to guide your interaction with the reading. After each reading, there will be a time of silence to give you space to be attentive to how the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you. The first reading is simply a plain reading of the text. This will give you an opportunity to remind yourself that you are in God's presence right now where you are. It is a chance simply to hear the Scripture. A reading from John 9:1-5. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." During the second reading, pay attention to a word or phrase you feel drawn to. John 9, verses 1 to 5. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." During this final reading, listen for the invitation of God. What is God inviting you into? What is God inviting you to receive? Is there a particular way God is inviting you to respond? John 9, verses 1 to 5. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Now, take a few moments to journal a few words or sentences about your experience with God in this time.